Why is my wireless charger not working? Here's the best fix 2021. Need to know why is my wireless charger not working? Wireless chargers are an amazing invention that makes plugging your device into charge obsolete. Yet, it is still good practice to check for the cord to make sure the device is charging. In this article, Resens will show you how to fix the wireless charging problem when it does not work. How does wireless charging work? Here's how a wireless charger works on an iPhone. Connect your wireless charger with a power source. The adapter included with your iPhone can be used as your power source. This is what the manufacturer recommends. Place your iPhone on a flat surface. You can also check the instructions provided by the manufacturer on how to charge your iPhone with your wireless charger. Then, place your iPhone in the middle of the charger. Place your iPhone facing upwards. After placing the wireless charger on top, your iPhone should begin charging. Read how wireless charging pad works for details. How does wireless charging work? Everything you need to know 2021. Why is my wireless charger not working? Wireless charging not working on iPhone. Restart your iPhone. If your iPhone quits working on a wireless charger suddenly, the first thing you should do is restart your iPhone. Sometimes, you can fix minor software glitches and bugs by restarting your iPhone. To turn off your iPhone, press and hold the power button down until Slide to Power Off appears on the screen. To turn off your iPhone, swipe the red power symbol from left to right. The process for iPhone X is identical, except that you will hold down both the volume and side buttons simultaneously until a Slide to Turn Off appears on your screen. After waiting a while, press and hold power, side button for iPhone X, again to turn on your iPhone. When the Apple logo appears in the middle of your iPhone screen, let go of the button. Verify that your wireless charger has been properly plugged in. It can happen. This source can be a computer, a wall charger, or anything that has charged your phone before. You may not be able to notice a problem right away if your wireless charger does not have an LED indicator that shows the charging status. You should ensure that your wireless charge meets the highest quality standards. The Wireless Charging Standard CHI, pronounced CHI, was created by the Wireless Power Consortium in 2008 and is used to charge mobile phones wirelessly. It is now the standard that most mobile phone manufacturers, including Apple, support. CHI compatibility is available for iPhone 8 and later models. They will work with CHI-enabled wireless charging devices. They may also work with non-CHI wireless chargers. Make sure you get a reliable wireless charger. Reposition your iPhone. The wireless charger's charging coils transmit power to the iPhone within a few millimeters. Wireless charging won't work if the coils don't align with your iPhone. Although you can put your phone in the center of the charging or move it around to find the sweet spot, this is very annoying. Some wireless chargers have multiple coils, which provide a position-free charging experience for your smartphone. Magnetic wireless chargers are also available that can automatically align your phone with the charger using magnets. Remove your iPhone case. Some cases may be too bulky to fit on your iPhone while charging it wirelessly. Try taking out the case of your iPhone before charging it with wireless charging. Allow your iPhone to cool off. Your iPhone can get warm while charging, wirelessly, or wired. On the other hand, wireless charging generates more heat because it isn't as efficient as wired charging via cables. The protection mechanism stops charging if the iPhone battery becomes too hot. Take your iPhone out of the charger and turn it on again when the temperature drops. Connect your iPhone to a USB but not the other way around. Some people might connect their phone to a computer using a USB cable or a USB power adapter while the handset is charging wirelessly. Wireless charger can't be used simultaneously, as the wireless charger will stop once an iPhone is connected via a USB cable. Update your iPhone. Remember that a wireless charger is an iOS feature. It is possible that your wireless charge does not work on your iPhone. You might need to update the firmware first. You can now update your iPhone to the latest OS version to make it easier to use your wireless charger. This is a quick guide that you can follow. You can check for any available downloads by going to Settings and selecting General, then Software Update. After seeing that an update is available for your iPhone, tap on Download and Install, and wait patiently until it is all done. If you can see a message on your screen that reads, "Your iPhone is up to date," and a number, then your iPhone has been updated. Next, you can charge your iPhone using the wirelessly charge. Contact Qi enabled to see if your iPhone device works. It is important that you check whether your iPhone is Qi enabled. If it is not, your wireless charger will not be able to charge your iPhone. However, keep in mind that you must ensure your wireless charger is Qi enabled before you buy it. You are wasting your money and time if it is not. DFU restore your iPhone. Your iPhone may not charge wirelessly due to a software problem. The DFU restore the last resort to resolve a possible software issue. It's the most extensive type of restore an iPhone can do. Repair your charging pad or buy a new one. If your iPhone doesn't charge wirelessly after following our guide, it may be necessary to repair or replace your charging pad. You can charge your iPhone wirelessly only with a Qi-enabled charger pad. Check out these awesome wireless chargers for iPhone. Visit the Apple Store. Your iPhone may not be charging wirelessly if it is still experiencing an issue with its hardware. Dropping on a hard surface or being exposed to water may have caused damage to your iPhone's internal components and prevented it from wirelessly charging. Bring your iPhone to the Apple Store to see what they can do. You might also want to bring your wireless charger device. To ensure that someone is there to assist you immediately upon your arrival, we recommend making an appointment. How can I fix it? All things updated. When was the last time your phone had an update? It's likely that you need to update your Android version if you don't know what Android version you have. You may have an existing problem that has been solved in an update. This is not the only place to look for trouble with your wireless charging pad. Elevate your phone. This is a low-tech solution that even sounds ridiculous. However, you can try to put something between your phone's charger and it. You can use a small piece of paper or a large plastic case. Sometimes, all that is needed to restart your phone is a little distance between it and the charger. Remove your case. You can charge your phone by removing a case that has your phone wrapped around it. You can also try putting something between your phone's charger and it to make it work. Move the charger. Are you keeping your Samsung wireless charger near other electronics? Do you keep your charger around with other electronics? Your phone will communicate with you more easily if there are fewer distractions around. You don't have to purchase a new phone if a quiet place for charging is not enough. Reset NFC. NFC, near field communication, while making life easier in many ways, could actually be causing you headaches. You can disable all NFC functionality in your wireless settings or quick settings. After a few minutes, turn it off and then turn your phone off. After it has shut down completely, switch your phone and NFC on again and then try to use your wireless charging device again. You may only need a quick reset. Allow daydream. Daydream is the last thing you need to prevent your charger from getting in the way of your phone and fully charged. Daydream is Google's VR platform. It keeps your phone charged in certain situations. We'll turn it on if it's not already enabled to you as a last-ditch effort to get your wireless. FAQs. How can I tell if my wireless charger is charging? How can I verify that wireless charger is working properly when using a charging pad? When charging is completed properly, you will see a charging pop-up and a sound. The battery icon will change to the charging icon. The LED indicator will turn red. Are wireless chargers better than wired ones? Average 14.26 watt-hours were required to charge the phone using a cable. On average, wireless charging took 21.01 watt-hours. This is slightly more than 47% less energy to use a wireless charger because it doesn't require a cable. You can read more for details, wireless charging versus wired charging, which charging is better for you. Is it possible to leave your wireless charger plugged in at all times? You can leave a high-quality wireless charging station connected to your computer all day. It's easy to drop your device on the pad when you need to recharge. Once your device is placed on the pad, most chargers will remain in low power or sleep mode until they are charged. This is because their circuits detect it. Can you wireless charge the iPhone 7? Is the iPhone 7 equipped with wireless charging? Your Apple iPhone 7 does not have Qi-enabled wireless chargers. You can, however, use a wireless charging adapter to make your iPhone 7 Qi-compatible. Only iPhone 8 or later models can support wireless charging. If you have an iPhone 7 or a trusted iPhone SE, it's a no-go. Is it okay to leave my phone on the wireless charger overnight? Samsung and other Android device manufacturers agree. Do not leave your phone connected overnight or for extended periods to the charger. According to Huawei, keeping the battery level at the middle 30% minus 70% can prolong the battery's life. Conclusion: your iPhone is now charging wirelessly. We hope this article has helped you understand what to do if your iPhone's wireless charging stops working. Let us know in the comments section below if you have any questions or suggestions.